Part 4. Nevada walked quietly to the hall and heard Barbara's door close upstairs. The time was 11:45. She ran quickly to the front door and went out into the snowstorm. Gilbert Warren's studio was 6 streets away. The snow was 1/2 meter deep, and the street was very quiet. Sometimes a carriage or a motor car drove past. Nevada ran through the storm like a bird in a strong wind. She looked up at the tall buildings around her. With the night lights shining on the clouds around them, the buildings were gray, pink, and purple. When she looked at them, she remembered the mountains of her home in the West in winter, and she felt content. More content than she felt in the $100,000 house. A policeman stood on the corner looking at her. "Hello, miss," he said. "It's late for you to be out, isn't it?"
"I'm just going to the drugstore," said Nevada, and walked quickly past him.
Nevada turned east. Now the wind was against her, so she walked more slowly. Her feet made zigzag marks in the snow, but she was strong and continued to walk. Suddenly she saw the studio building. It was a big building, dark and silent. It had an elevator which stopped working at 10 o'clock. Nevada climbed up 8 floors of dark stairs and knocked loudly on the door of number 89. She knew the place well, as she often visited it with Barbara and Uncle Jerome. Gilbert opened the door. He had a crayon in one hand and a pipe in his mouth. His mouth opened in surprise, and the pipe fell to the floor.
"Am I late?" asked Nevada. "I came as quickly as I could. Uncle and I were at the theater this evening. Here I am, Gilbert."
Gilbert changed from a statue of surprise to a young man with a problem to solve. He looked straight at Nevada. He took her into the studio, got a brush, and brushed the snow from her clothes. There was a big light over the drawing board where he worked.
"You wanted me, and I came," said Nevada simply. "That's what you said in your letter. Why did you ask me to come?"
"You read my letter?" asked Gilbert. He was finding it difficult to breathe.
"Barbara read it to me. I saw it afterwards. It said, 'Come to my studio at 12 tonight. It's very important.' I thought, 'Gilbert's probably sick.' But you don't seem sick."
"Aha," said Gilbert. "I'll tell you why I asked you to come, Nevada. I want you to marry me immediately, tonight. Who cares about a little snowstorm? Will you marry me?"
"I think you know that I've wanted to marry you for a long time," said Nevada. "And I like the idea of getting married in a snowstorm. I'd hate one of those midday weddings in church with lots of flowers. Gilbert, I'm surprised that you dare to ask me to marry you this way. Let's shock everybody. It's our decision, isn't it?"
"It certainly is," said Gilbert. "But wait a minute, Nevada. I want to make some telephone calls." Gilbert went into a small room and telephoned one of his good friends.
"Is that you, Jack? Wake up. This is me. I'm going to be married immediately. Yes, wake up your sister and come here with her immediately. You must. Don't give me any clever answers. I helped the two of you in the past, and now I need your help. You have to be the witnesses at the marriage."
"Yes. Nevada is here waiting.
We've been engaged for some time, but the family is a bit against the marriage, you know, so this is the only way. We're waiting for you here. And your sister mustn't say no. Bring her."
"Good. I'll order a cab for you. Jack, you're a good friend."
Gilbert returned to the room where Nevada was waiting.
"My old friend Jack Payton and his sister Agnes promised to be here at 11:45, he explained. "But Jack is so slow. I telephoned them to come quickly. They'll arrive in a few minutes."
"I'm the happiest man in the world, Nevada. Where's the letter I sent you today?"
"I've got it here," said Nevada, taking the letter from her pocket. Gilbert took the letter out of the envelope and read it carefully. Then he looked at Nevada thoughtfully.
"Didn't you think it was strange that I asked you to come to my studio at midnight?" he asked.
"No, not if you needed me," said Nevada. "In the West, when a friend wants you to come quickly, we go first and talk about things later. And it's usually snowing there, too, when things happen. So I wasn't worried."
Gilbert ran into another room and came back with winter coats, heavy enough to protect them from rain, wind, or snow.
"Put this coat on, Nevada," he said, holding it for her. "We have to walk half a kilometer. Jack and his sister will be here in a few minutes." He began to put on his coat. "Oh, Nevada," he said, "look at the article on the front page of the evening newspaper. It's on the table. The article is about your part of the West, and I know it will interest you." He waited a minute, pretending it was difficult to put on the heavy coat, and then turned. Nevada was looking at him with a strange, thoughtful look. Her cheeks were red, but her eyes were steady.
"I was going to tell you," she said. "Anyhow, before anything. Dad never sent me to school. I never learned to read or write a word. Now if..."
They heard the sound of Jack's and Agnes's feet coming upstairs.